Listen to this podcast for an update on the Patriots roster. Hi, I'm Lori Boreski, and you're listening to the Roster Report Podcast, the official podcast of the New England Patriots. It's another Friday here at Gillette Stadium on October 20th, and we have all the players back in action. Tom Casale, Andy Hart, Paul Perillo, and of course, Brian Lowe.
It is the Patriots roster report for Friday as the Patriots prepare to visit the Buffalo Bills week 7. The Pats are 4-1. As we talk about the Patriots roster, the Patriots are at 52 players on their roster, so they do have one roster spot open, and as it is right now around midday on Friday, we'll see if and when they add to that roster. But I guess with no transactions being made by the Pats over the last week, I guess the big news is no news from the trading deadline. There was some talk that Randy Moss was potentially coming to the Patriots. Maybe he or Jerry Porter would be going somewhere, but only one trade around the NFL. It was Anthony McFarland going to the Colts from Tampa Bay. Certainly probably no surprise that the Patriots wouldn't make a trade, but how close do you guys think they were, or how aggressively do you think they pursued any wide receivers or any other position over the course of the leading up to the trading deadline?
I'm not so sure that they got really close, and I'm not so sure that they really pursued a lot. I think they would have been available to listen, and I think that the Oakland stuff, I think a lot of people dismiss that as being not, quote-unquote, a Patriots kind of a thing to do with Moss or into a Porter. I don't look at it that way. I think they would have taken either one of those guys. I'm pretty sure they would have taken Moss anyway.
Right. I think the big factor when you talk about, well, they took on Corey Dillon and all that, Corey Dillon was in the offseason. They made a big deal about the fact that they were able to sit down with him, figure out where his mind was at, and try to assess in a one-on-one situation how he would fit with this team, whereas in the middle of the season, Bill Belichick and Scott Pioli, I don't think, can just sit down with a player who plays across the country and have a conversation.
Certainly not
even,
to the level.
Even if the Raiders gave them permission to do that. So that may have been a factor.
Plus and the money. The factor of time and
absolutely.
Money. You have to rework your contract, and you have to get that done really quickly.
Well, that
that's a lot of pressure on an agent, a player. Am I willing to do whatever I need to do to take less money or turn into bonus, whatever? I think that played a role in there, too.
But that's part of the sitting down process. That's where they realize
right,
that.
Right, but I don't think
Dillon
sitting
would,
down, I thought Bielo was kind of implying to find out if he's quote unquote a Patriot player.
But that's all part
of
it.
I think money there
right.
is.
Sure, but deal. I think the other side, I think the assessing the player's mental, where he's at.
I personally believe they've assessed that and they would take Randy Moss in a heartbeat.
Well, and let's just say this, maybe in the off season that's something that they do revisit.
Well, I've heard and Ron Borges, I talked to, he spoke with Al Davis, and he doesn't think that they're going to trade Randy Moss. He thinks Al Davis would, oh, I shouldn't say that. I was going to say sooner die than trade Randy Moss.
But, it didn't look good.
You know, he's a Raider. He's the kind of guy they love, that big superstar talent, get down the field. So I think you'd really have to give them value. It's not like they're looking to unload Randy Moss.
Yeah, and I agree with these guys. I think there's more problems with Porter than Moss.
Yeah,
I think they take Moss in a second. Porter's someone where I think that he's probably wouldn't fit in here, because if you go back even to college, he's caused a lot of trouble, even back at West Virginia. So Moss, with his talent, I think you can surpass that. Porter hasn't really ever had a dominating season to begin with.
And with Porter, I mean, the fact that he's going to go the first eight weeks of the season with a non-injury, no injury and not playing, that just goes to show you that if a player can get to a point where he's going to miss half the season due to basically disciplinary problems and deactivations, that's probably not a guy that you want to be dealing with. So there is that. Now, when the Patriots made moves a week and a half ago to sign Jabbar Gaffney and cut two players, they had that one spot open. They were going to the bye week, so it wasn't like there's urgency. And it's not like there's urgency right now, because you can still only dress 45 players. And but the fact that they had that roster spot open, you might think maybe there would be a trade in the works. Maybe Patrick Pass would be coming off PUP. Bill Belichick earlier this week said for sure that Pass would not be coming off PUP this week, not even beginning that window of opportunity to have him dress. Now that we're about 48 hours outside of the game, should they fill that spot, it seems most likely that it would be perhaps Billy Yates, especially if Russ Hochstein can't play. Any insight into what they might be thinking with that final roster spot and if there's any urgency to fill that?
Well, you just told everybody.
Right. It's Billy Yates.
Billy Yates.
Russ Hochstein's hurt, and he's your guy that backs up at guard and center. Hochstein is a guard who played center in the preseason. Yates is a guard who played center in the preseason. You're already paying him a full salary, so it doesn't even cost you any more money. You bump him up, and I would assume not only would get bumped up, but would be active as your interior backup.
G. Merchkowski, he was a guy when he was released a couple weeks ago. You would have thought maybe he'd be coming back. I forget, was he released to add Antoine Spann? I think that was the move.
I believe
or
that
maybe
was
it
the
was
case.
Maybe it was with Tank
it was
Poteer.
That Cincinnati weekend.
It was that Cincinnati week. So he's not on the roster at all. Practice squad. I don't even know if he's. He must be
has
eligible,
not been picked up. Though.
He has not been picked
and
up.
He's not eligible for
so
the practice squad.
So that can't be ruled out, can it? I mean, you would think that if he that they would have signed him earlier in the week if he was a guy that they were thinking.
I would
of.
Think you'd want him at practice if you were planning on
right.
having him as your act.
Right.
Whoever you active, you know, have on the roster, I think is somebody that has to be ready to play. If,
right.
if
it's not
going to
be someone off the street at this stage. So most likely that'll be the case, and Hochstein hasn't practiced yet this week, and unclear whether that's a long-term situation at this point or not. But
I bet he's day-to-day.
Day-to-day, aren't we all?
Worth noting that Yates was the practice player of the week last week. Mm-hmm. You know, Andy pointed out the black jersey informed me what that meant. I didn't know that black jersey meant anything. I saw it in this
locker
pretty the
cool
day.
Looking, too.
Yeah.
And but, you know, probably worth noting that he is you know, he's in, having a strong week of practice as, you know, they're getting to the point where they need to make this decision. And I think long term, it probably ends up being Patrick Pass at some point. But, you know, you never know. Injuries can really dictate what you have to do with your roster in a makeup.
Interesting you could get Billy Yates on the roster in time for a trip to Minnesota for a reuniting with his spiritual brother, Bethel Johnson.
Who
very
appears,
good friends
according
from
to reports, will be returning kicks for the Vikings this week against Seattle.
Right. So they could both be active players in the NFL again and on the same field.
And wouldn't it have been fun if the Patriots traded for Randy Moss and they go to Minnesota next week?
Would have, could have, didn't.
That, now, the people who are probably most happy that Randy Moss wasn't traded to Buffalo would have to be the Buffalo Bills media relations staff because setting up post-game interviews with all the national media that would be there and that minuscule locker room would not have been fun, would not have been enjoyable. Talking about Patrick Pass, you think it would have been enjoyable?
I don't really understand.
If Randy Moss was traded
to the Patriots,
to Buffalo,
no,
to the
Patriots.
Oh.
Maybe there would be some extra media attention for his first game and a new team.
So the Patriots. Okay, when you said Buffalo, and I didn't really.
I
know,
said the Buffalo media relations staff having to organize that.
What would
the
they
Patriots
have to do with anything for the Patriots? I don't understand. That's what I didn't understand.
Forget about
we're
it.
We're spinning out of control.
So it didn't happen, so we can forget about that. Patrick Pass, if he does become activated sometime in the next couple weeks, where do you see him fitting in on this team based on where the roster is at, right now with the backs that they have?
I don't know. I don't see him playing that much.
Just
special teams.
Yeah.
All the running backs have a role.
Does he get back there as a kick returner, which he's done?
I don't necessarily know as a returner, but I think on some of the other coverage units that he's been part of.
I got to tell you, I'm not sold on the fact that he has a roster spot on this team.
No, I'm not sold on it.
He might never come back.
I'm not sure you'll ever see him
again.
He could
go the way of Ray Ventrone. We'll never see him again.
Well, you'd think, he could go on IR. That's also a possibility, in which case, obviously, he doesn't play this year, but they still hold on to him and figure out, you know.
I got to be honest. I don't think he's that valuable.
Well, especially with the makeup of who they have right now. They have a fairly versatile quartet of running backs / fullbacks.
With his injury history and with other guys doing what they're doing now.
Is he better than Heath Evans?
I think it's some things, but I think when you put Falk and Evans together, they do everything that Pass does.
Right.
I mean, maybe special teams. I don't know. He might be a better special teams player than Evans. I haven't really seen that much of it to be a good judge, but I think he runs the ball better than Evans as like a running back.
And you wonder also
from
Garrett
sweeps.
Except when his hamstring hurts.
Right. Garrett Mills, who's listed as a tight end, he hasn't played yet at all. He's on the roster. He's been inactive every game. You wonder where he might fit in terms of versatility and if there's any role that he could play that might be similar to what Patrick Pass does.
Yeah, what's his situation, Paul?
Yeah, Paul.
I do believe he's not one of the best 45 on a weekly basis. I agree. I think if Evans went down and say Pass wasn't an option for some reason, I think you might see Mills in some of those roles. But right now, I just think he's a developmental guy that they see as, you know, maybe he's Evans next year. Maybe he does a variety of things for them. They like him enough to keep him around, but he's not good enough to get out there.
Kind of a tweener.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure. You know, he's young. He can probably develop into a role, but right now he's probably not quite big enough to be a reserve tight end, and he's, you know, probably not as skilled and athletic enough to help out full-time in the backfield. So right now he's kind of a man without a position.
Right. Even with injury, he wasn't one of the top three tight ends when they didn't have Daniel Graham in uniform. So
you saw them use Vrabel in that department. Now
he's kind of a practice squad plus player who's here to practice and develop.
Yeah, the fact that they used Vrabel, as they might say in baseball,
the fact that they used Vrabel that day doesn't necessarily mean they think Vrabel's a better tight end than Mills. But you know, active roster makeup on game day, you know, they might not have been able to afford to have Mills dress for the off chance that he plays three plays.
Right.
And you could just use Vrabel in that regard.
And once again, you have a handful of players who are questionable going to this game. Daniel Graham, who missed the last game. Ellis Hobbs, who did play with his surgically repaired wrist, and so you got to assume he'll be playing. Eugene Wilson is another one. So we'll see who's active, who's inactive. So Billy Yates and the Patriots headed to Buffalo for this game coming up on Sunday as the Pats look to go 4-0, a commanding lead in the NFL's worst division if they can defeat the Buffalo Bills. That is going to do it for the Patriots roster report. For Paul Perillo, Andy Hart, and Tom Casale, I'm Brian Lowe. We'll go back to Laura.
Thanks, guys. That's all for this time. Join us again next Friday for all your updates on the Patriots roster. Thanks for listening, and go Pats!